We're joined by our most recent Cup Series winner here at Indianapolis, although we changed up the configuration a little bit since he won last year here. Going back to the Oval, we have Michael McDowell, driver of the number 34 Front Row Motorsports 4. I was going to open straight up to questions here, but we're still waiting for some media to come up front. So Michael, why don't you just talk a little bit about what it means to come back here and switching over to the Oval.
Yeah, it's been fun this morning just driving in and seeing your big face on the side of the racetrack. I think we came up with a name for it, Chick-fil-A Cheeks. Right? We were munching down some Chick-fil-A on the way in here, but it's cool to be able to come back and take it in a little bit, because the last time I was sitting in this media center, it's like so much adrenaline, you know, so much going on through your mind, right? It's hard to really like take in the moment because so much has happened. So even just walking back up here was just, you know, great memories of that day and what it meant. And as you guys know, you know, you go through an entire season and you sometimes forget how special of an event that this is until you get here and you see it and you look around and you walk through the garages. So yeah, it's been fun.
Awesome. We're going to open up to media. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll start there in the back row. Go to Nate and Bruce.
Michael McDowell, this is Andrew Kim from SpeedwayMedia.com. Coming here as the reigning Indianapolis winner and being one of three drivers to win a cup race on the Indianapolis road course, what would it mean to add a Brickyard 400 victory to your resume?
I mean, it would be awesome. It would mean, you know, I think that winning here is special. But there's, when you're talking about the road courses versus the Oval is prestigious, right? The Indy 500 and Brickyard 400, they're prestigious events. And not to say that the road course isn't prestigious, because absolutely, anytime that you win at Indy, it's prestigious. But to do it on the traditional, you know, yard of bricks going the right direction, I think would probably one up the road course victory. And it's one of the races that, you know, people asked me this week and last week about how I feel about us coming back to the Oval, right? And it's so hard to answer, because if you told me today, what would I rather do? I'd rather race a road course, because I would say our probability of winning is probably higher. But as a fan and as somebody that appreciates the sport, I think we should be racing on the Oval because of what it means in the history of it. So that's probably the best way that I could describe it. And I think that, you know, coming here and having an opportunity to do both. How did it go? Reddick won. Who won the first year?
Allmendinger.
So nobody's won both, right? So there you go. So that opens up a category that if you could do it first, you'd be the first to do it both. Eventually somebody will, right? So you might as well be the first one.
Also, with this weekend, including Indianapolis, with 5 regular season races remaining on the schedule, what's the biggest approach that you and the 34 team look ahead as you try to make the cut line to the playoffs?
Yeah, we just have to win. That's the only thing we've been thinking about and haven't thought about anything else. We've known here for the last 10 weeks that it's going to take a win for us to get in, and we just keep that same approach that we've had. So we just keep digging and try to get it.
We'll go to Nate, and then Bruce, and then Jordan.
I see you now.
There, I'm NBC Sports. You kind of just touched on it, Michael, but obviously winning here in any capacity is astounding, but do you think it would mean even more to win here now on the Oval, having won on the road course here? Do you think like whoever wins Sunday will experience even like another level of euphoria or something?
For sure. I think that every win matters, right? In the Cup Series, they're all special. And for me, it would be very rewarding to win on the Oval, right? Because of my road course background. Not that it's expected, because it's not expected. It's hard to win these races, but it's not a big surprise to win on the road course, for me at least, personally. And so to do it at a place like this, that's very hard. It's very hard. This Oval in particular, in our cars, is just, you have to be perfect all day long. You have to execute all day long. Track position is so important. That to put together a race here at the Brickyard and to win would be something that would be a career moment, I think, even though winning on the road course was as well. It it would mean more for sure.
And following up on the car, it's the first time that the next gen has been on the oval. So it's kind of a two-part question. There are 10 full-time Cup drivers who have never raced here on the oval, but yet, you know, you yourself and others who have experience on the oval haven't raced with the next gen. So how is that all going to factor in? Is it going to kind of be evened out? And, you know, what are you looking for, I guess, next gen wise in terms of getting it to handle around here?
So even though it's our first time here with the next gen car, I do think that experience racing on the oval will still help. Not everything applies, but just the visual references that you have, the bumps, there's a few little things here that you do that you don't do anywhere else. And I think that they'll still apply. So I do think that there's an advantage to having run multiple races here. And then two, for most of those guys that have run races like myself, you gotta remember we've done it in every configuration. From old car to COT to high downforce to no downforce to 1,000 horsepower to 450 to 650, 550, 750 in between, to tires only lasting 5 laps, to long green flag runs, to stages, right? So you have experience in a lot of different settings here over those 15 years. So even though the next gen is different, I feel like that experience will still apply.
Bruce Meyer with NBC Sports and Speed Sports, kind of follow up some more on the next gen questions, because it has a lot of characteristics of the IMSA car. Does that make cornering here a little better in terms of it's more precise? You've got a little bit more, you can be a little better going into the turns than with the previous car.
So that's a great question. And so this car responds quicker. Everything about this car is quicker in response, as far as the car doesn't travel as much, the sidewall's not deflecting as much, and so the steering, everything is more responsive. And so it's more nimble as far as that goes. But we have less downforce now than we did in most of those years that we were here. So yes, it does respond quicker, but you're still taking a 4,000 pound heavy stock car that doesn't have a lot of downforce. And so this is one of the tougher tracks for that, right? When you're in the car, you don't feel much banking at all here. It feels very flat and very fast getting into the corner. But what you said is right, this is a precision racetrack. And when you make adjustments in the car, you're just trying to move 3 or 4 inches. You're not trying to move 3 or 4 feet, right? And so here I think it's gonna be fun with this car because this car responds so well. So you should be able to race and dice it up a little bit more.
But if you go into turn one or turn three on the outside, will you be able to make it stick when you're trying to make a path?
I'll let you know around like lap 15. I mean, we all are thinking the same thing, right? So anytime you come here, and I wasn't at the test, but anytime you come here and test, or even in practice today, it's gonna be one lane. I mean, we know it's gonna be one particular line. But as we get restarts in and as we get racing side by side, the track takes rubber and you normally can move around a little bit. So I do think it'll be the same. I thought about it last night. I'm like, what would make this car any different that the track wouldn't widen out? And, you know, with the tires and the rubber that we're putting down on, I don't see there being any trend with this next gen car that would tell me that it's going to be one lane versus when we were here last time and we could run two lanes. The preferred lane is still going to be the bottom. But you should be able to go through the corner side by side. But I do think it'll take a little bit. It's going to take, it won't happen today, right? I think by the time Xfinity races and lays rubber down and then we go out, it should be in a good spot. I hope.
Jordan Duncan, The Athletic. Obviously, you're focused on this year and everything like that, you know, but you're making a move next year. Are you having conversations already and kind of planning things out on what that's going to look like for you next year, or is it that something that has to wait until, you know, the end of the year?
Yeah. There's definitely conversations that are happening in regards to people, right? Finding people, and as you guys know, Inspire's expanding right now, and they've added a lot of people, and there's more people to come. So those conversations I'm definitely involved in and having them. Besides that, no, you know, I'm focusing on my race and my race team. And then also, too, it's a little bit tricky, right? So when it comes to racing, you know, it's, they're still the enemy right now. I mean, really, and I am to them, right, until that transition actually happens. And so, you know, when it comes to racing this year, we're not talking about those things. We're just talking about people for next year. So, yeah.
Any further questions for Michael? Go to Steve.
Steve Sartre, Alaska Press. Looking at the remaining events on the schedule before the playoffs start, do you have one or two dates circled that you think might give you the best chance to make the playoffs?
Yes. So, you know, the way that we look at it and the way that I approach it and the way that we've looked at it for the last couple of years is, and it's evolved, is that it used to be super speedways and road courses, right? Is those were our opportunities to win. Now I don't feel like we're in that tight of a box because we have had good speed at other racetracks. You know, last week at Pocono wasn't a great weekend for us, and that usually lends to this weekend as far as setup and overall performance. So I'm hoping that this week is the week that we can get back on track as far as that goes. But we have, you know, we have Daytona. That's obviously a crapshoot. You never know, but that's a place that I've won at before, and I was in position to win Talladega on the last lap this year too. So, but I don't feel like it's our last chance. I feel like even this weekend we'll have a shot at putting ourselves in position. You know, the outright speed that we've had this season, I think, has given me the confidence that we're not locked to just two or three tracks to do it at. But it's no secret we're running out of time, right? And we know that. And you know, Chicago was one of those races we had circled, and we ran well, but we didn't win. And so we have a few more weeks to try to get it done.
Any final questions for Michael? I have one final question for you.
Okay. With
the Olympic break coming up, do you have any favorite Olympic memories or any Olympic moments that have really stood out for you over the years?
No, not any particulars, but just like everybody else. I mean, anytime the Olympics are on, everybody's engaged and watching. And yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, over my childhood and even as, you know, this year has actually been fun with my kids because they're sort of into it. And I think probably because we know that we're getting a break because it's the Olympics. So it's been a topic at our house. But, you know, just the pride that comes in rooting for your country and obviously, America's done well when it comes to gold medals and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of those different seasons of the Olympics where we just dominate a category, and that's always been fun. And it hasn't always been the same category, right? So, yeah, nothing in particular, but we always watched, and it was always a fun time in our house.
Awesome.